protected them. And typically you can protect about 12 players. You'll then, the Blaze will have a month and a half to figure out who they want to take, and then we'll have the expansion draft. And in the expansion draft, once you lose three players, you can pull back a player. And then from there on, every player you lose, you pull back one. And I think we have a maximum number of how many players you can lose, but I can't remember what that is. So,
how many will they pick?
They will pick roughly 13 players, 13 to 15 players in it. Now, one thing we also do in expansion draft, they can trade expansion draft picks to existing teams.
Okay.
So there might be someone that doesn't fit what they want, but fits someone else's needs, and they can then swap to get a different asset.
That all be completed before the draft in January.
Yeah, that'll all be done in November, and then teams have what we call a supplemental draft where they all build up their roster. And then they have the college draft in January. We just like to have drafts. It's drafts are fun.
They are fun. Now, you said they're looking out for the next team. Will there be another team in time for the season, or is it?
There might be.
It's hard with an odd number of teams.
It's difficult. I mean, we've modeled it. It does work. Our goal is to have an even number. But, as I've discovered with this process, I never thought it was going to take 3.5 years to get this done. So I've learned that until a deal signed, it's all conversations.
You mentioned you were so interested in this part of, we're in Kennesaw, which is outside of Atlanta. Were there any other considerations of any other parts of the Metro Atlanta area?
No, so the first thing that we always do, the venue is such an important component. And we look at every stadium. I know more stadiums here than I know in my home state of Massachusetts. This was the one, in fact, I'd given up on Atlanta. There was nothing that we could find. And then all of a sudden I'm watching TV, and this was on. I'm like, holy cow, where is this? And I went to MapQuest to see how far out of the city is this. Like, this is great. We got to do this. And I called the then existing stadium management. And I got the biggest sticker shock of all time of what it would cost to play here. I'm like, yeah, it was good talking to you. And then time went by, and then the sports council reached out. And when they first said, would I have the conversation? I said, yes. But if they're going to have that same pricing model, it's a non-starter. And they said, well, there's this new young lady named Marty Elliott. She's been put in charge of the stadium, and she's very progressive. And I got on the phone with Marty, and it was just music, hearing what she was saying. And she is the greatest. I don't know how Clemson ever let her leave. My view of Clemson has dropped from that. And I hope KSU never lets her go anywhere.
How long did it take to put the right ownership group in place?
A couple years.
Okay. So you went through several.
We talked to a lot of different groups. You got to find the right fit. They got to understand what the league really is. And, young pro leagues, it takes a while to make money. And when you hear people say, oh, by year three, I expect to make money, we put the brakes on them right away. Because to us, have a partner coming is not going to be the right partner. It doesn't serve us. And we'll show everyone all the warts, because you've got to understand what you're getting into.
What was it about these guys that seemed to fit?
Peter had the understanding. When I walked him through all the documents and the history of the league, of what it was going to take, and that it's really about how do we drive revenue. This is a revenue business. It's not, you just put a team out there, everyone's going to come. You've got to be involved in that community. You've got to go door to door. You've got to ask someone, say, I need your support, and not be afraid of them saying no. But you've got to go out there and explain it to them and show them not just what happens on the field, but what happens all around. All of our teams, they're out, they're doing free clinics, they're doing coaches clinics. They are out in the market, really becoming a fabric of the community. And that's a very important thing. And that's what you're going to see with the Blaze, and really making sure that that's what any owner was going to understand was vital.